Let's go to soccer now, and Donegal will travel to Connacht tomorrow as they take on Galway in the semi-finals of the FAI Youth Interleague. Well, Eamon McConnelly's side will be, no doubt, hoping that they can progress even further. He joins me on the line. Eamon, a very good afternoon to you.
How are you doing, Chris?
Well, Eamon, the venue, Eamon DC Park, a good ground, but in the current sort of conditions, I'm sure it's not great in Galway either. The weather could certainly play a part.
Yeah, I think so. The weather will play a part. But we've got a phone call from them saying that if it wasn't going to be in Eamon DC Park, it would be in Oranmore on AstroTurf. So, you know, it depends on what the weather is like down there. But I wouldn't say it's great. But hopefully, I was watching the forecast there, it may be okay for tomorrow. So we'll keep it, fingers crossed that we will be in Eamon DC Park. But if not, we'll just have to get ready for AstroTurf.
Yeah. Well, you've got to the semi-finals, so just to recap on how you've got so to this stage so far, it's been, a difficult enough campaign, but, you know, you're one step away from a final.
Yeah, it's a difficult competition insofar as that, you know, there's an awful distance between every match, and, you know, anything can happen in between, because you have the young players, they're playing for their colleges and they're playing for their clubs at the weekend. And then again, you have COVID and you have the flu going about as well, which is not great. So you're always more or less working from week to week. And when we had to go to Mayo there earlier on in December, you know, we had four players dropped out on the Thursday night and it was a complete back four. So, you know, we had to rob a few players from the middle of the field and stuff like that there. But, you know, that's what you're dealing with, and you just have to be prepared for what comes. But, you know, we have a good, strong panel, and the boys are very interested. And even though we were down very much weakened in Mayo, we were lucky not to get a result.
Yeah, funny, I think from memory, that game down in Mayo, you ended up losing 3-2, having been ahead in that game, but you got through as runners-up in the group. And maybe the referee had gotten instruction from FIFA after the World Cup. 9 minutes of extra time, I think there was in that one. So
yeah, that's right, yeah. Just 9 minutes extra time, but you don't know what's going on down there. But with the World Cup now and everything else, I thought it was ridiculous, you know, 9 and 10 minutes of extra time. But look, that's the way it is, and sure, that's what you have to put up with.
So yeah, you have to prepare the guys for maybe 100 minutes of football these days. What about the choosing of your squad, Eamon? I mean, people from various parts of the county, good to see that.
Yeah, we have players from all over the county. There's 9 clubs involved, and the team itself and the panel. So that's very good, and it's, you know, they've come together and they're good lads, and they seem to blend quite well. And you know, after we discovered that we were getting in as the best runners up after the game in Mayo, we've had a few challenge matches and training sessions, and the attendance has been very good and the interest has been very good. So, you know, that gives us great hope going down to Galway, because we have prepared really very well. Now, we don't know what Galway is going to be like, but we'll be quite confident that we have a strong side going down there tomorrow.
What's your overall assessment of the strength of youth soccer in the county at the moment?
Well, the strength of the youth soccer in the county at the moment is as good as anywhere else. But you must remember that we can't use players that are with Finn Harps or Derry City, because they're in the League of Ireland. They're in a different league to us. So, but whoever doesn't make it up there is definitely good enough here in Donegal. And you know, looking at what we played Mayo, and you know, we're going to play Galway now, and we've played Inishowen, and you know, there's still a lot of quality and the young fellas, but it's hard to keep it going insofar as that. I think they take their cue now that if you don't make it with Harps or Derry City, then you know, there's no future for you. But you know, we're trying to change that really at grassroots football, and hopefully this league here, even though a lot of people have expressed disappointment that other counties didn't come into it, but you know, it needs to be kept going to give football to the players that don't you know, make it with the likes of those League of Ireland teams. So that way we're as good as any team, no doubt about that. And the standard here is quite good this year, as a matter of fact, it's very good, I think. And you know, tomorrow will be a big tester for us, and it'll let us know where we really stand.
You mentioned earlier the game could be switched to an AstroTurf pitch, and of course so many clubs do have AstroTurf facilities now, and We've had that sort of argument in the League of Ireland as well. Derry City have an artificial pitch, Dundalk, and what's your take on that, or what way do you think that's all going to go? Do you think we're going to see more and more matches, you know, at higher and higher levels played on artificial pitches?
Well, at the moment, they're going to be played at in artificial pitches, especially during the winter. But in saying that, if you're, a lot of people are aware, and probably yourself too, that, you know, as a matter of fact, they're condemned now, and they're hoped to be taken out of circulation in the next 5 years, because there's a problem in relation to the rubber that's been used in the AstroTurf turf pitch itself, that it's supposed to be cancerous, and there's a lot of ongoing cases in Sweden and in England. So, you know, the story coming back about them, that's what's going to happen, that they will be taken out of circulation. But saying that, you know, we have trained on the AstroTurf pitch, and we've played our friendlies on the AstroTurf pitch in, at Letterkenny, and, you know, it won't be really difficult for us to go down and play in an AstroTurf pitch, because we're used to it. But it would be nice that the young fellas would get to play in a League of Ireland ground and soak up the atmosphere that will be there as well. So that's what we'll be hoping for.
Yeah, I wonder if Ollie Horgan will take a nip over to see some of the Donegal youngsters. Of course, he's involved with Galway these days. Eamon, DC Park. Eamon, you know, you've been there, no doubt, quite a few times. I mean, it is one of the best provincial grounds.
Yeah, it's a fantastic ground. It's nice and compact, and there's always a great atmosphere there, believe it or not. That's where we won Fannad. I was with Fannad when we won our second intermediate cup down there, and it's a great atmosphere, and there's always, you know, people, there's great interest in the soccer and Galway, and, you know, I would say there'll be a good turnout there and a good atmosphere, I'm sure. If nothing has changed, Ollie Horgan will be there, because he doesn't miss too many matches. Maybe he'll be looking for some good youth for Galway United now, but, you know, hopefully we'll get a result.
So just to recap, you're in action tomorrow in the FAI Youth Interleague semi-finals against Galway. What's happening on the other side of the draw, the other semi-final? What stage are we at there?
Well, the other semi-final, believe it or not, was played today. It was played in Mayo. Cork were playing Mayo, and Cork won 3-0. So if we beat Mayo, that's who we'll be playing in the final. We'll be playing Cork in the final. So there's plenty to look forward to, and hopefully we get a result down in Galway. You know, it's been nice to pit ourselves against each other county to see where we stand. So we're not too worried yet about Cork. So getting over tomorrow will be a big hurdle for us, and I have great confidence that we can do it.
Great, Eamon. We wish you the very best of luck, and hopefully there might be some break in the weather.
Yes, that's true. Thank you very much, Chris.